Alright folks, welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Your boy Jake Carter here, ready to dive into something super important, something that's probably weighing on your mind more than you realize. We're talking about setting healthy boundaries with social media. Ever feel like you're constantly scrolling, checking notifications, comparing yourself to others? You know that feeling when you put your phone down and think, whoa, how did an hour just disappear? Yeah, me too, but here's the thing. It doesn't have to be a constant battle. We can reclaim our time, our attention, and our sanity. Today, I want to give you 5 killer tips to help you establish those healthy boundaries with social media. Number 1, awareness is key. Seriously, how much time are you actually spending on these platforms? Track it for a week, you might be shocked. Then, think about how that time could be better spent. Reading a book? Taking a walk? Actually connecting with people face to face? Next up, identify your triggers. What makes you reach for your phone? Boredom? Stress? FOMO? Fear of missing out? Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop strategies to cope with those feelings without turning to social media as a crutch. Think meditation, deep breathing exercises, or even just taking a few minutes to journal about how you're feeling. Number 3. Curate your feed. Unfollow accounts that make you feel negative, insecure, or envious. Fill your feed with inspiring content, funny memes, and people who genuinely uplift you. Remember, social media should be enjoyable, not a source of stress. Speaking of enjoyment, how about taking a break? Number 4. Schedule digital detox time. Dedicate specific hours each day, or even entire days, where you completely unplug from social media. Use that time to reconnect with your hobbies, spend quality time with loved ones, or simply enjoy the peace and quiet. Trust me, your mind and body will thank you for it. Finally, remember that real life is happening outside of your phone screen. Don't let social media become a substitute for genuine human connection. Make an effort to meet up with friends in person, engage in meaningful conversations, and build relationships based on shared experiences, not just likes and comments. Alright, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, you're at a dinner party, catching up with friends. Instead of constantly checking your phone, you're fully present in the conversation, laughing, sharing stories, and making genuine connections. That's the power of setting those boundaries. You're not missing out, you're actually experiencing life to the fullest. So, what are we waiting for? Let's ditch the digital distractions and embrace the richness of real life. Remember, folks, this is a journey, not a race. Start small, celebrate your wins, and don't be afraid to ask for support. You got this. Now go out there and make some magic happen. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell me about your social media detox experience. Until next time, keep it real, keep it healthy, and keep scrolling with intention.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.